Trump demolishes Democrats for supporting secret transing of school children. These people are crazy. By Catherine Hamilton on February 24, 2026. President Donald Trump destroyed pro-transgender Democrats at the State of the Union address on Tuesday who refused to stand when the president demanded the end of school secretly transitioning children without parental knowledge or consent. But surely we can all agree, no state can be allowed to rip children from their parents' arms and transition them to a new gender against the parents. Who would believe that we are even talking about this? We must ban it, and we must ban it immediately. President Trump said during his address, before looking over to see every Democrat still in their seats while Republican lawmakers raucously applauded. Look, nobody stands up. These people are crazy. I'm telling you, they're crazy, the 45th and 47th president proclaimed, while aggressively pointing at rows of indignant Democrats. We're lucky we have a country with people like this. Democrats are destroying our country, but we've stopped it just in the nick of time, didn't we? President Trump called for the end of gender secrecy policies after telling the story of one of his address guests, Sage Blair. Blair was taken from her parents at the age of 14 after school officials in Virginia allegedly tried to secretly transition her into identifying as male. Blair's mother, Michelle, who was also a guest at the address, sued her daughter's school district in 2023, alleging the school secretly transitioned her daughter. The lawsuit further alleges that the school's actions led to Sage running away from home, where she ended up being kidnapped, drugged, and raped by sex traffickers. At one point during the legal fight, a judge ordered Sage to be separated from her parents because they supposedly did not affirm her gender identity. But today, all of that is behind them because Sage is a proud and wonderful young woman with a full-ride scholarship to Liberty University, Trump said during his address. Related, Virginia mom sues pro-transgender teachers for pushing her child into prostitution. Thank you for your great bravery, he continued. And who can believe that we're even speaking about things like this? 15 years ago, if somebody was up here and said that, they'd say, what's wrong with him? And now we have to say it because it's going on all over numerous states without even telling the parents. President Trump's Department of Education, Ed, has been investigating states like California and Maine over their gender secrecy policies. Ed says such policies are a violation of the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, FERPA, which is a federal law that gives parents the right to access their children's education data. The department says a violation of FERPA can result in the termination of federal funding. An advocacy group called Parents Defending Education Parade found that in 2025, more than 1,000 school districts across the United States have policies openly stating that district personnel can or should keep students' transgender status hidden from their parents. Those districts encompass 21,314 schools and 12,360,787 students. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.